I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome back, Colin and Tara.
Hello.
All of us just have finished our Easter holiday, and when we line up, the greater picture unfolded. We activate each other and we talk about almost everything, and we also spoke about how can we do the topic we are, the topics, because it's so many topics, how can we do it best for the listeners? And that's why we said, okay, the greater picture. It's like more and more people are going and seeing a bigger picture, because we have been very small in our mind. And we actually started to talk about autistics, and they are so kind of intuitive. They are just downloading telepathically. It's like, because they are not so much in their intellect all the time. So if we listen to a lot of the autistics, we can learn a lot. And as you, Tara, said, we will maybe call them something else, because we have so many names on different way of beings, and we put them in diagnoses and categories, but actually, if we see a bigger picture, wow, all of us are holding a key for the new way of living.
Correct. Yeah. And not necessarily to make it feel like, you know, hugely responsible. I mean, each person is holding the key for their way to thrive, you know. And then that affects the whole, basically.
Yeah, but as we have thought about autistic, it's like we are supposed to learn them so much, but actually maybe we should change that. We can listen, because they can also learn us, because they are more in tune. They are kind of, they have this high frequency, because their intellect isn't so big ego kind of, well, that's not correct, but they are more aligned kind of in this divine greater stream.
Yeah, I think we were talking, because you said, what did you do over Easter? And that, I wasn't really that focused on Easter as a thing. More, I was be sort of listening and watching different things. And one of the things was, as I described, was this video by Vader Austin and Pam Gregory, who were talking about her new discovery, which was the patterning on water that looks so much like Egyptian hieroglyphs. You know, it looks like a language, that she was wondering what it meant. And somebody suggested, I can't remember how the connection happened, that she talked to a group of autistic children through their interpreters, because these children can't actually speak directly. They telepath. She was then, she contacted them, and it all started happening for her, and she sent them these images of the water as she prepares it with these patterns on. And then they came back and told her what they were. They were messages from source. They were creation in movement. The water is alive with creation, and it's a whole untold story that they're able to discern from looking at the patterns. But also, they also knew water was much more than we think it is. They already knew that. So they're more in tune with the way creation unfolds, and they've been born that way. And they're saying that's us anyway. We are all this.
Yeah.
And so I think the way that this information is finding us, and the way that the people are getting a better understanding, that's the magic of what we're finding. Yeah, I think you said, Anne Peggy, it seems like it's speeding up, but it literally is just boom, everybody seems to be getting it at the same time, and it's the moment. You were saying, Tara, it's all in the moment, but it does seem to be giving us the opportunity to get a better understanding of how creation works and the geometries and all the other aspects that are that we're becoming more aware of how we as creators are creating, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
What is what you just described in terms of the children? I mean, it's what they what I experience is the hieroglyphics is the DNA of the ocean. So everything that's on Earth has a DNA, because they're alchemical molecules that build the form from the stars thing. So that makes perfect sense. We're all just these little molecules just moving around.
But if we acknowledge the intelligence in water, then we acknowledge the intelligence of the water in ourselves.
Yeah, we're 70% water.
There we are, and it's living in us, but we tend to just treat it as a thing. We might boil a kettle and propel a steam engine. Whatever we do with the water isn't communing with it to co-create a marvelous earth. But that's where these children were coming from. They're coming from a totally different place around water and its life. It's a living entity.
Yeah, I mean, you could really just expand that to all of nature that's not human, so because we've been bent on controlling it rather than being with it. So now it's, the consciousness field has expanded and grown to the point to where people are realizing, oh, they have to be with things, with, not against, not for, but with, and if you're with, then you are sitting. It's like a mother sitting, with a child. You're just there. You're present. This is whatever it is. A child's crying. Okay, I'm going to be with you. Let's cry together or whatever. But it's so we're moving into that the balance, like the Quechua say that we're in the time of the Pachacuti, the turning over. So we're turning over from the dominator paradigm, the hierarchical, whatever you want to call it, where everybody's out for themselves, to like, oh, let's see what it is like to be with something, not for or against. Well, that's something new. That's very new.
But what is also interesting about water, the symbolic for water is emotion, and emotion is the creative force. So it's like, yeah, we are tapping into the creative force, emotion, that it's the emotion that moves. Without emotion, there are no movement. So it's like we are really tapping into the creation itself, the bigger picture, the creational soup.
Feeling, yeah, that orgasmic feeling of creation. All feelings I just experience are messenger of the soul, so it's deeper than emotions. It's like that the feeling that is it's a very deep thing from source to be able, because I saw this video of this beetle. It's fantastic. A beetle is attracted to this person's camera, and so it opens up its wings and it's a big flower. And inside of the flower is this light. And this is a creation. I'm going, this is something that the creator created. This, I mean, it's mind-blowing. So when we are with that feeling of excitement and joy, then that's creation. Then we're creating in that moment, whether it's we can just be with the joy or, but that's the feeling. That is deeper than, I don't know, the egoic emotional level that is compelling us to be an architect of our life, is a thing. So it's like it's deep, it's very like deep and deep passion. It's passion, it's It's just, and it'll come out in different ways. You can create an anger if you if it's rooted in love, you can create anything from any place. But yeah, that water is so pertinent because it's a womb, it's in the womb, and it's like relaxing into the water, into space. It's like, yeah, very relaxing, isn't it?
Yeah, for a lot of years we have kind of thought about, we call have this four different sign. We are born in water sign, we are born in earth, we are born in fire and air. I don't know about you, but I'm born in water. So, but it's a lot of
Yeah,
emotion
or
there.
born in the year of the water dragon. I think my that was my claim to fame, and I love dragons and I love water, so that kind of fits. If you like signs.
Yeah, all the elements. I mean, we're all the elements. None of them, we can't navigate this this plane of the Maya without all those four elements. Because as consciousness, as loving awareness, we need something, some formatic energy that's on the earth. All those elements are earthly, are from the duality, the what do you want to call it, whatever the earth's made of, and this sphere of planet is made of. So we need all of them. It's pretty simple. So if we just simply walk in with that energy, a lot can happen, I think.
But when we talk about the bigger picture, if people are like, okay, what do you mean with the bigger picture? If I ask you, Tara, when I say, okay, if we see everything that happens in a bigger picture, what does that actually mean?
That it's larger than our little teeny tiny self sitting here. We're not the only one kind of thing. And so if we expand and expand and expand, we have like a God's eye view or an eagle's eye view. So we actually can see more of the details because we're not squinting. We're not all squunched up like this, where we're just focusing on pain, for instance. Okay, let's just focus on pain. Well, I'm going to get really smushed here. So if I breathe, I expand my view. Just in that inhale, I'm becoming more space. So the more space we become, the bigger we become, then it's not so bad. This too shall pass kind of thing. So it's a matter of discovering, I guess the bigger picture is the higher meaning within it. Here's this. The stoplight just turned red, and I've got to stop now, and I'm in a hurry, and this is horrible. And then a bicycle goes by and gives you $500. Oh, well, what's the meaning of that? That's interesting. It's like, so I think it's being curious as to know there's more than what is here in this, form. There's more. There's a lot inside of it. And just being, ex just asking oneself to expand into that space in the moment. If you're really thinking about, oh, I'm this, I feel this, I feel this. Well, let's expand. Okay. Now, what do you feel? Oh, more space. So, how do you feel? Well, I still feel yucky. And you just, it's just so simple. But that's how you, one can get to a bigger picture, I guess. So it doesn't have to be this, like, I don't know. Supersonic
I know that
spaceship
you say
thing. Yeah.
you say it's simple, and I have had groups, and we have spoken about this, and someone has said it's so simple, and then people who are in pain say, ah, they get angry because they don't feel it's simple because they really try. But it's like, you do you know the pain I'm feeling? It's I live with it every day. It's like, and I get angry, and so it's like, yeah, it's easy, but for some, it's like they are so stuck in this.
That's what I mean. If you're stuck, then how are you going to get out? All you have to do is take one breath, and you expand, and you're not stuck anymore. And the more you expand, then you start experiencing the pain from a different perspective. I mean, you come on the planet, you're going to experience pain, and your pain is no different than anybody else's. We all have it. And the more you think you're the only one, you don't see the bigger picture, and you're going to stay in pain.
Yes.
Yeah. And if someone does, and we all want someone to acknowledge it, but that's kind of rare. We have to sit there and go, I'm in pain. I love myself to know that I'm in pain, and I'm going to sit with myself in pain, because it's the only way through to get to the big picture is to be with that. It helps fuel that. But it just takes like one breath to just like keep expanding and just keep opening up into it. You just keep opening and opening. And then the pain starts being used as fuel. Then you go, oh, this is a gift. It's showing me that I have X, Y, and Z things. So, oh, isn't this interesting? But yeah, you have to feel it. You have to really, really feel it. And only when you feel it like that and feel so contracted are you going to be able to burst out. And when I said simple, I meant the breath is simple. That's what I meant. Just the breath. The solution is simple, but it's so simple. And if people are so very frozen in it, then you've got to choose the words that will, or do actions or whatever that will allow them to experience the simplicity of just, an ex one expansion, one way to expand out of it. You know, it could be anything different for anybody. They could just be, get up and walk across the room, and that'll do it, you know.
But it,
And
you
that's the bigger picture. If you're sitting here at your desk and you get up and walk across the room, you have a different perspective. Oh, look. That's the bigger picture. Oh, I didn't know that desk looked like that.
I think the challenge is quite in our faces, as it were, because the
Yeah.
dialogue, the reality that we've been painted, if you like, from our society, guides you in a different direction. And particularly where I live, where the NHS, the free health service, is the go-to place for when you don't feel well. If you've got pain or what, so you go there first, and the first thing they do is grab for one of the medications and say, this will help. And then the mentality that's building is one of, I need to be fixed. Something, give me something to fix me. And the it's really deeply embedded in people. And the conversations, because having being of a mature age, the conversations I have with people are mostly about how many things are dropping off us. And it's just how to move from a system that's guiding you in this direction to a place that you've described, Tara, where actually what you might benefit from better is coming to a place in yourself that you can actually believe that there's something more I can do for myself, and take on that doing, which is where a lot of the alternative therapies and things spawn from, is that people are looking outside this mainstream. We can fix you, have this pill. They're moving from that to other, meditations or Tai Chi or whatever the other things are that they're trying. So there are people breaking out of the system and attempting something new. I think the interesting thing is that I'm finding we were talking about some of these new energies coming in that are so pure now and are so clear. They do seem to carry with them a potential for breaking through that more easily. So the paradigm or the story that we're living can change. There's potential for it to be different. There's potential for that to be more magical, to be more in the moment, and for people to actually find their way sort of to that. I was going to say more quickly, but having somebody that I'm caring for 27, 24/7, who can see a way forward, but only if she's taking this tablet or that tablet or that tablet. And I can see how you can get into that place, and it is challenging to come away from it. That there are ways to do that, and we've been speaking about those. But I think that the direction of travel is more away from those things. But the more people try and move away, the more it wants to project
Grab
itself.
you and
You
take
know
you.
what I mean?
Yes.
Damp,
Well,
it's like.
yes, that's the only way it works because it's like, you have a relationship that's codependent, right? And so that energetic doesn't want you to go. And it's inside of yourself. It's not, even though it's the doctor or whatever, it's outside, it's not. And so, yeah. And that's so we're always constantly making, taking the steps and making a bridge between the two worlds. So it's yeah, and you can, and the thing is, if you're you can I mean, I wouldn't be alive today if I didn't, have an emergency room and medicine. So it's a matter of knowing that the correct medicine works if it's working for you. And at the same time, it's not you. It's the medicine. And it's helping you to feel more you, but you're not it. It's just facilitating more life force within you so that you can feel alive. So what are you going to do with the life force? And then this is how you start stepping away from that, and you realize, oh, well, then I don't need this pill anymore. I can do it this way, because we're all coming out of that. We're all, from that, and it is yeah, I'm kind of tired of that story myself, but anyway, it's like, I mean, it's like, it's because I'm ready to just like be in the telepathic field, but it's very, very exciting. And I think the thing is, it's like that I've seen in terms of like eldering at this time on the planet is that all ancestors create a more clear field for generations to rise up after them, which means there is less, yeah, you're gonna come in and you might get, run over and raped and robbed and all this stuff and your whatever, that's gonna happen because those are the lessons, earth lessons you came in. Yet there's more support for you to really use those lessons and embrace them and alchemize them into, your divine design, basically. So that's what I've noticed is that the fields of energy, not only now, but over the generations, have become much more direct and supportive to support human beings now to live more whole and more free, basically, which is exciting. And you can't have one without the other, because like we were talking about, each time we experience more transparency and more joy, we're going to see some little, dark, muddy place in there and go, oh, really? Yes, yeah. So it's like that's what the purpose is. That's basically to shine on where the limitation is, because we couldn't see it before,
I think and we're talking about the bigger picture around Peggy. The thing that I'm noticing more is that people are prepared to question the status quo. They're prepared to look beyond because there is another story. There's an alternative view that you might benefit from. So rather than just go with what you're being told, you question, you inquire. I wonder if there's another way, and always consider that there's something other than what you're being told, because quite a lot of what we're being told is generated for a purpose and not necessarily for our benefit. So we do need to question and be inquisitive. And I think that is part of a wider picture.
Yes, definitely. It's curiosity. That's all the key, really, because like Aunt Peggy, when you're talking about a person is in pain or even your beloved, it's like if there's this one little bit of curiosity, oh, what's this about? Oh, what is this? If there's just a curious moment, that's an opening. That's an opening to the bigger picture because it's all an experiment. We're all in this big, huge experiment. But it's the curiosity is the key to that, which is what you're saying, Colin, about the questioning. People now feel safe enough to question.
Yeah, but also not safe enough to open fully, because I have spoken to a lot of people that they want to open fully, but it's so much coming up, so it's so much fear and so much fear against the money, because I don't have money because the, yeah, so we want to open it. Our heart is like invited to open, but if this opening is attached to the money, it's like no, if we're getting. So yes, I see a lot of people really want to open, but at the same time, the fear, it's so much fear also coming up. So everything is coming up.
Well, if you want to, the thing is, if you want to, wanting to may not necessarily mean movement. Because a person, can want something, but unless, like you were talking before, unless there's that feeling deep down that's moving them, nothing's going to change. So, and if they're just wanting it out of like, I want to get out of this place, then yeah, they're going to see everything around them that's preventing, that they perceive is preventing them from getting out. So until they can experience within themselves, like, the architect energy, the original face energy, the light, the source, whatever, in their bodies, then they don't have no different way to really perceive what's happening, because money is energy, it's currency, and yet there's been so much abuse and distortion of it that that's a forgotten, that's really literally forgotten that it's all part of the creation, and that it's limiting, like, and it's not, source is not limiting, so, and if we are source, then anything's possible. So again, if we ask curious, if we're just asking our questions, do I really want this? Who's wanting it? Do I want it? Or is it the 5-year-old in me? Who wants it? It's like you just have to start asking yourself little questions, just little questions to like, okay, get out.
Yeah,
Get
and
out.
I also ask, why do I stop myself? Why do I hold myself back? Because it's so easy for someone that really are in tune and have it in that. I have spoken with so many people. It's like, oh, I want so much love for them, but they are kind of not stuck because they are open. But it's like it's a little. It's like it's hard to take the next move, kind of.
Well, that's okay. That's where they're at. Like Colin or whatever we said, there's a readiness. So the readiness can only happen. But if you're in your mind and you say words like stuck, you're going to be there. There's no readiness available because the mind is squishing all the valuable energy. So openness is not exclusive. So that's the thing. It's just not, basically. So so if you're going, and that's like what Colin was saying in terms of the system, I mean, you have to admire a system that knows how to convince people that they have no power. I mean, that's pretty magnificent creation. So once you kind of observe that and go, well, okay, that's what it is. It's a creation, but it's somebody else's creation. How do I want to live,
I think the thing that just popped into my mind as we were talking was that because people are at different levels, then there are developing structures and communities that help people together to to come, you know, to come out of that situation. It's very similar to some of the situations I used to find when I was in my working life, where I was a business consultant, and I would go into a business, and we would talk to people about the changes that were coming, because the only reason we were there was because their business wanted to change something,
Whoa,
and
that's
change the way they
great.
wanted to do something. And we'd talk to them, and we'd say, okay, so what do you do now? Well, I do this. And these are my responsibilities. And then say, okay, that's fine, good. So where we're moving to now is we're moving to this place now, and so we'd like to use, you know, your skills, but in a different way. Perhaps we could do this or that. And you go, oh, you know, and it was like, oh no, don't go there. But we'd find one or two people, we'd identify them, who were ready for change, who were really going, you know, yeah, I love that, fabulous, I love that idea. And you'd capitalize on them. You used to use them as the change agents, we used to call them, and we'd put them into these departments where these people were all, oh no, I can't do that. And slowly, the change would, you couldn't do it all at once. There had to be a gentle, you know, move people. But eventually, people would, oh yeah, I could see how that works, and they would be more comfortable with the change that the business wanted to make. And one or two people didn't make it. Some just stressed out, and were off sick, and you know, all sorts of things. But I guess that's because everyone's at a different place anyway. And the way that we're, I think the way that we're helping is that we're pulling this in now, and we're holding it, and we're not holding it, because it just wants to be flowed through. It just wants to flow through us, doesn't it? And by doing that, we're enabling a level of understanding of being to be present in on the planet. And then from there, other people may pick up that and devise, like you're doing, Anne Peggy, you're devising this amazing assistance, this course that you've created, and you're bringing in new ways of teaching, governing. All this stuff's coming through, and people will pick those up. There'll be other people out there who'll go, ah, that, I like that. That's mine. I'm going to do that. But we had to be present in it, and we had to be in a flow for those ideas to start populating other people's consciousness. And I think this is the magic of what this is now. We're in that magical place of these ideas, these new ways of being, these new concepts, even that then we may not be alone in the universe. By goodness sake, what an idea. Those things are coming through us now, and people are a bit more ready, a bit more able to pick them up. And not everyone, because they're in that place you've described, they're in that place of, oh, my pain, or oh, I haven't got any money, or but eventually it'll percolate down in, they'll find a group, they'll have a conversation over a coffee with them, you know, whatever it is, there'll be a spark, because it's ready. This is ready. It's ready to go, and it's ready to go now, not in the future. It's you know. So I think that's the change I've experienced these last few months, even just over Easter. The change is phenomenal. The feeling is different.
And there's gonna, and right now it's so magnified, all really all levels of awareness are, and where a person places their attention is magnified right now. So we can really clearly see it. Like when you're speaking of the business environment, that's just where everywhere, that's the planet in a little time, in a smaller framework. And that's it, you know, and I, and the readiness, it happens only when, you know, whatever needs to be awakened inside, like Colin, you said, spark, something will spark. And there's no controlling any of that, no matter how we say, oh, this is really incredible, try this. And oh, I can't do that. Okay, fine. Well, then go to the next one. I mean, it's like because someone else will come to that person and go, oh, this is really incredible. Try this. And go, oh yeah, okay. Because something happened in between the two people that allowed that person's inner awakening, just a little bit, to be able to reach out, not energetically to be ready, is the thing. So it's a And so I guess what it is just being, is just keep reminding about that kind of process, and that's what like the big picture allows us to do. It's like the eagle can see that little tiny, tiny mouse from way above. So in that way, you can see every single thing in that big picture. In the West, in the United States, during the when all the settlers were going in their covered wagons and they would be attacked, they would form a circle. Because in a circle you have 360 degree point of view. And it's that kind of view that you get when you just expand, take one breath, you get a larger picture. It's a bigger picture like that. But it's that circle thing. That's where all the hieroglyphs and all the DNA is in that, it seems. My goodness, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming.
Well, I think what helps to if the overwhelm then is just always just to come back to the body in that minute and to ask yourself to watch when you are getting overwhelmed. And then just come back to the body, take a drink of water, breathe, stop, just stop. I just say stop in the name of love, just stop, stop, stop.
But
Because then.
there are so much energy, there are so much evolving. So it's like I was on the mountain a day. It's like it never stop. It's like it is so enormous. It can never stop. So it was like a realization that wow, we can do so much and it will never stop. It is kind of finite. It's eternal. So it was like wow.
Fright night? Is that what you said? Fright night?
Finite.
Finite. Oh, I think I said Fright Night. It's the name of a movie, actually, and it makes sense too. Finite. Yeah, it's not. Well, nothing's fixed, and so also you can say, stop. I've had enough. If it's energetic, you say, okay, thank you. I've had enough. But yes, it is, and if you're really open to that, then it can really it is overwhelming, and there's nothing you can really do about it, but just go, oh, I'm overwhelmed, and then just stop and go, okay, let's do it, because it's you're going to be that open to it, so it's yeah.
I have for many years says that I'm a popcorn machine because I have millions of ideas, but all of us actually have because in this field it's so many ideas. So it's like which one to choose because we can choose so much and there are millions of good ideas. So it is so many ways to do it.
Well, what has helped me is like the idea chooses me. I don't choose the idea.
I'm not sure I'm because I remember many years ago I got an idea and I thought okay, I was thinking about it but I let it go. And then I saw a year later another man had taken that and put it into form. So I hear
That
what
was his. That was his to do. I've done. Hey, Peggy, I get you because I used to be like that in my young days. I thought, well, I think I'll just go to the side of the road and just put a table out and go, here, ideas for sale, because I had so many of them. So what I learned was it's ideas. They're like birds. Some of them are yours and some of them are not. That one was that guy. When I was a bicycle messenger in Chicago, I had hypoglycemia. I go, and I needed to eat protein. I thought, hey, I think I'm gonna, and I was vegetarian, I think I'm gonna create, a tofu chip. Well, it wasn't mine to do, but it was somebody else's to do a few years later. So that's what I mean. The idea will choose you because it's totally impossible to, do all the little birds that are flying in. If you just start connecting, well, which one wants to be born, basically? Okay, which is the one that I can actually birth now, or later or whenever. And sometimes, as Colin and I have been talking, it takes decades before something will actually come to, like, okay, now it's time.
Yeah.
That
So
feels
we have to be the patient, What?
like now is one of those.
Yes.
Doesn't it? Now is the time. I noticed that there's something that we do that will bring about the changes, and the changes will inform us, the ideas and the connections
Yes.
inform us, because it was only when I moved in a particular way energetically. I read a book, it gives me an inspiration, I go out and touch that energy, bring it back, and then almost immediately synchronicities start happening. And it's almost like the universe is going, oh, he's ready.
Yes.
Here we are. He's ready for it now. He's because it's almost like I've had an in sort of an inkling that I'm going to be doing something. I don't know how it's going to happen. I might be talking about it. I might be in front of people, a massive audience or whatever. What am I going to be talking about? But I've had this feeling that something's going to come through, and I still have no idea how it's going to work. But these conversations may be a part of it, so that people will hear me talking and think, oh, yeah, that's a good idea. But something just happened as a result of me moving into some this new energy. And I think that's, again, that's what I'm feeling, is that people will get more and more opportunities because the energy is here. There's massive amount of this supportive, magical energy that is naturally ours to embody. It's naturally ours. Not we the effort required to embody it has less effort now. It's just a notion. You just shift a conscious notion to it. So it's like you were saying, the breath. There it is, and boom, it comes through. But you can't control that. It'll express through you because you are now ready. It's yours. That's your, So the idea might have been flying around for millennia, the idea, but it's ready now. The spirals are in alignment. The energies are in alignment. The planets are in alignment. The ETs are all lined up. Whatever it is, ready. He's ready. Boom. And then I notice that my talking about it stimulates it in others. Boom, they're ready. And that's how that's for me anyway. That's the bigger picture is occurring through people who are stepping into their divinity, who are suddenly aware that this is for them. Oh, this is mine. This is my one. Boom, I'll have this. But you've actually got to step up and say, yeah, I'll do that one. That's mine. I'll have that one. And even before you know what it is, I think, because sometimes the idea hasn't formed yet. It's that alignment with self and with the divine all coming together and flowing through.
Well, that's the key. And until we're aligned with the awareness that we're not our body and we're not our names and we're not that identity, then that's when we know that we're energy. And it's going to come in different, it's all gradual. But what you're speaking to is the spiral journey of really becoming, consciousness in a human body. So it takes physical earth time for that shift to happen, because if we're all crunched up in pain, there's not enough space in there. So we have to keep creating more space and keep cultivating that, architectural light space inside of us that is connected to anything. And there's just each individual is here to connect individually with whatever they're individually designed to connect to, you know, divinely designed to connect to. So it's all happening inside here, actually. The energy, even though it feels like, and it might be out there.
It's both, isn't it?
Yeah.
But all that is, therefore,
Well,
all.
that's it. I mean, that's the infinity. That's the dragon. That's the Ouroboros. It's all the beginning is the end. So that's the whole, I mean, that's the whole thing. Like I was saying, is the true human is because there is no beginning, there is no end. It's just all, you know, there is no death, there is no rebirth. It's just all a big joke. So, right. So we might as well just keep laughing, you know? Just always amazing, always amazing. Like, I like how you're going to divorce a certain part of yourself, Aunt Peggy. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I will. I'm really because yeah, they are fighting and I am surrendering.
Yes, that's exciting. I mean, that's the big picture. That's the openness to say, I'm going to divorce you. I mean, come on, that's lightness, you know? And lightness is always the best medicine, no matter our condition.
But they have informed me so much because the parasite that I'm divorcing, they are kind of they're going into my emotional system. So they are trying everything to hold me back. It's like they are smart. The parasites are so smart. It's like wow, they are it's but I have said that not enough. Now it's enough. We are going against a divorce. So I'm but I are they are really trying so hard now these days because they know that we are going against a divorce and I'm making it not so easy for them to stay.
Yes. Well, just make sure you thank them before you send them away. And, you know, that's all you can do, even though they're going to want to stay. We wouldn't respect them if they didn't want to stay, right?
But it's interesting because they also have evolved because yeah, they have evolved from they started until now. It's like wow, they have become strong because I didn't pay attention and they just whoop. And then so yeah,
Well,
oh
you didn't know to pay attention. I mean, you know, it's all learning things, so
but in Norway
it's
we
not
don't
easy.
but in Norway we don't speak so much about parasite. It's not normal to have parasite. So, but
Yeah,
I
they're
started
just.
to think they really I had no control of my arm and my foot and I fainted. So a year ago when I started and I was in and out at hospital. So I have learned so much how much the parasite can affect our system.
Yeah,
And it was the emotional system they kind of
wow.
totally and then now they are back even stronger. So, but I will have a special medicine from United States in June.
Good. Yay, fantastic. Yay, I'm so happy. Well, that's another thing about creation. You know, bacteria, parasites, it's all a part of creation, right?
Yes,
It's because I had a bacteria in my ear that went to my brain and gave me a brain infection. Just a little bacteria, you know, just a little teeny bacteria who wanted to keep going. He
yeah.
didn't like the ear. He wanted to go to the brain. Let's see what's up there. Okay. it's like, it's fairly phenomenal, actually. But without bacteria, we wouldn't be able to do a lot of things. I mean, in parasite, I mean, they're very needed. It just depends on the, but if they're in the wrong environment, this is the way it is with any human being. If you're not in the correct environment, your energy isn't going to be able to relate as well, you know? Oh my goodness gracious. It's just a lot easier just to watch cartoons, I think.
Well, it looks like we have to have the bacteria with us when we, but the parasite is like, do we really need parasite? I'm not sure.
To go investigate. I'm sure there's a use for them other than just teaching us things, but yeah.
But they use emotion, so I think that is interesting. So they use the emotional system. And that's back to water. So it's like, yeah.
All the elements are needed to for anything on Earth to be alive. So,
So, and I cannot help other people.
Speaking of Easter, I saw this little piece of this archaeologist who, I don't know, a long time ago, found went to Yeshua's tomb and found blood, and he took it to people who could, check out blood, and it had 24 chromosomes, which is like unusual, and 23 were female and only one was male. Yeah. So getting back to the everything's DNA and, water, everything, it's like everything's creation. It's like, well, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think we can find everything if we are looking, because I remember a period of time that I actually created what I wanted, even though it wasn't there. So in our mind, we can create what, yeah, we are so strong in our mind creating. So it's like we can actually almost, so if we are kind of investigating something, oh, this blood, maybe we hope for something. I think our intention, we know how much we create with our intention. So.
Going back to the Veda Austin interview, she was fascinated the way that people are now discovering water on Mars, and the autistic children were saying, "That's because you're focused on finding it.
Yes.
That's because.
Yeah.
You're focused on finding it.
Ah, yeah.
What you that's the quantum physics thing." What you look for is what you're going to find, because
Well, it's paying attention if we're going to pay attention to it. But that's true, Aunt Peggy, in terms of the mind, because that's what all of Earth is that. I mean, it's a creation, it's a source, and yet it's designed, from as a mind game, basically. That because so it's an illusion, so that we know that so we know it's an illusion, and even the mind's from source. But actually, in Sanskrit, hu means divine and man means mind. So it's like we're moving into what I call the true human, that true, because human beings have not been allowed to be wholly in their divine design, wholly in that mind of God, mind of the divine, of whatever, inside the body that can just move and translocate and telepathically and be loving and compassionate and not kill people, So, yeah.
Wow, we went all, yeah, we went all direction. I love it. So, yeah, because I see we have spoken almost an hour. It's like, are there any final words that want to be said?
No, not really. It's just keep on keeping on. As you know, keep just take that step forward. It's there's something that if you're watching this, something has persuaded you to consider these things, and maybe some of the energy we're carrying might be transferred, maybe. So yeah, just keep an inquiring mind and keep on keeping on, because you're on the path.
Thank you so much, Colin and Tara, for this. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design podcast with Aunt Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity,
May the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.